Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of our 11 shortlisted books for our 2021 NICE project.
I have a thought.
Yes.
As I look at our remaining five, I believe, which are Sula, Yellow Wallpaper, Wrinkle in Time, Tarzan, and Emily Dickinson, I would make, because my favorites of those are Sula, Yellow Wallpaper, and I feel like your Tarzan argument that, you know, that's kind of the grunt masculinity, you know, something that would be different. I think we need to bump Tarzan in. That leaves it between Wrinkle in Time and Emily Dickinson for me.
Okay. I'm going to say why Emily Dickinson is number five for me. Oops, I wrote your name instead of mine. two reasons. One is that, and this sounds cheesy, but I think we could do it anytime. There's always going to be, Emily Dickinson is always going to be so much fun for us to do. And that I don't mean we could do it anytime in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. She's so great. We could do her anytime. I feel like what draws me to Emily Dickinson, particularly this year, is the author herself and the isolation and all the stuff we talked about, which is a little too similar to the Yellow Wallpaper themes. And with the Yellow Wallpaper, we not only have all those themes in the actual story, but with the author, who we know was a racist, we have some things that about the author could tie in with Edgar Rice Burroughs, could tie in with, you know, issues in Sula. I mean, I feel like the Yellow Wallpaper is stronger than Emily Dickinson on the isolation. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I know that's not what the two books you were looking at, but you said A Wrinkle in Time and Emily Dickinson, right? Am I right? Okay. So for me, Emily Dickinson is number five, but looking at them in terms of A Wrinkle in Time and Emily Dickinson, I would say that because we could do those comparisons of isolation, it would be a good match up with the theme of isolation. So instead of A Wrinkle in Time, I think The Wrinkle in Time, the problem with, for me, is A Wrinkle in Time is probably the most fun one. It's our lighthearted, you know, it's, that's not the right word, but, you know, it's kind of like the fun book. You know, if we don't.
It has a satisfying conclusion. There is a definitive victory.
Yeah. And let's look at, we've got Sula, Yellow Wallpaper, Tarzan, which Tarzan's kind of fun too in its own way, but not, you know, those are going to be the issues and the themes and the authors and stuff that we want to talk about for those three books. Definitely going to be a little bit heavier, a little bit, you know, I'm torn. I'm really torn. I mean, I love A Wrinkle in Time. I feel like that would be, In terms of the project and our goals to inspire people to create new writings, new artwork, new imagery, new whatever, songs, whatever form of, you know, cupcakes, I don't know, cake decorating, whatever forms of things they want to do, I kind of feel like A Wrinkle in Time is stronger.
Yeah, and I would be fine doing Wrinkle in Time ahead of Emily Dickinson, because I feel like it is, it's a genre that we haven't quite hit. We've hit things that were like it in certain ways, but yeah, I feel like it's hitting something we've never hit before.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way too. I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, what would be the closest thing we've done would maybe be Alice in Wonderland. Which was definitely one of our most popular choices. I mean, we got, you know, an awful lot of interesting stuff out of the Alice in Wonderland book. So now, one of the challenges with A Wrinkle in Time is, although I'm very familiar with the book and most of the series that Madeline L'Engle wrote, I'm not sure I'm all that familiar with Madeline L'Engle. So it would be kind of interesting to look into her a little bit more than I ever have. And I'm not sure how much is available out there on her. Some authors keep their personal lives very personal, you know, but I've noticed
some.
Yeah, here I've noticed on Wikipedia, for example, that if an author is dead or if someone is dead, there's a lot more information on their Wikipedia page than if they're still living. I think, you know, I think that's just kind of like the way it always is, not just Wikipedia, but just in general. So I don't know. If you want to be the, you can choose. I feel like A Wrinkle in Time is in a lot of ways stronger choice, but between A Wrinkle in Time and anything to do with Emily Dickinson, I'm fine with either. I'm like, I like them both. So
no, I think we're in agreement that A Wrinkle in Time is stronger than Dickinson this year.
Okay.
My top four are Sula, Yellow Wallpaper, Wrinkle in Time, Tarzan.
Oh, okay. Me too.
Hooray!
Yay! <woo! laughs> Oh my gosh, I think we just picked our four.
Yay.
Okay, so beautiful Emily Dickinson, we will come back to you another year. You're not forgotten. I'm so excited. That's great. So officially and formally, Sula by Toni Morrison, The Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Perkins Gilman, A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle, and Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs will be our final four 2021 Nice Project books. Yay!
So that means our next assignment will be going through finding some quotes from these, and then we will have our great passage debate.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of our 2021 Nice Project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.